Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezus Hashem be and Bava Kamma Daf Samaches. On this daf, we find three shitas in the Gemara as to when the Torah is Machai of Dal Vehei, if the Ganav is Meicher, the Shor, or the Seh. Shitas Rav, which is actually brought down on the Samach Zayin and Beis on the bottom, Shitas Rav Nachman, and Shitas Rav Sheshes. Rav holds that the Chiyuv of Mechira is only Lefnei Yush, but La'achar Yush, the Ganav is Kaina, and therefore there's no longer a Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei. Rav Nachman holds the Chiyuv of Mechira is Bein Lefnei Yush, Bein La'achar Yush. And Rav Sheshes holds that it's only La'achar Yush and not Lefnei Yush. What's the beer in the three shitas? Rav holds, like we said, that Yush alone is Kaina. So Al Karchok, when the Torah is Machai from Mechira, it's only before Yush, because after Yush, it's already Shalaihu Meicher. That's Shitas Rav. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, however, they both hold that Yush alone is not Kaina. Therefore, they both agree that after Yush, there can be a chiyuv of Dal Vehei. Their machlekes is, what about Lefnei Yush? Rav Nachman holds, there's no difference. Bein Lefnei Yush, Bein La'achar Yush, there's a chiyuv for the Mechira. Whereas Rav Sheshes holds that the chiyuv is only La'achar Yush. Because Lefnei Yush, if the Ganav sells it, it's Lo Yahanu Ma'isov, the Mechira is in Chal B'chlal. And a Mechira which is in Chal is not Mechai of Dal Vehei. It's only a Mechira of La'achar Yush, where even though Yush alone is not Kaina, but the Tziruf of Yush and Shina Rishus is Kaina, so it's a Hanu Ma'isov, only then the Lach is that you're Chayiv Dal Vehei. That's the three-way Machlaikis in our Gemara. And the emes is, this three-way Machlaikis can really be broken up to two separate Machlaikis in. One Machlaikis is if Yush is Kaina or not. Rav holds Yush is Kaina, so it's got to be Lefnei Yush. Whereas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes both hold Yish is not Kaina. And the other Machlekes is whether the Chiyuv that the Torah was Machayev Dal Vehei for Mechira is only when it's a Hanu Ma'isov or even when it's not a Hanu Ma'isov. Rav and Rav Nachman, which they both hold that Yechayev Dal Vehei even on a Mechira Lefnei Yush, they hold that Yechayev even if it's Lo Yahanu Ma'isov. Rav Sheshes, however, holds that the Torah was only Machayev V'makom where it's a Hanu Ma'isov, which is La'achar Yush. Now let's try to understand what's the aside in this machlaikis whether or not Mechira has to be a Hanu Ma'isov or not. And if you look in the Gemara, you can see that the Gemara holds that min ha'svara, in order to be over what the Torah says, umecharai, even if it's lay a Hanu Ma'isov, that's considered umecharai. And that's exactly what the Gemara brings to be Mazbe Shittos of Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar Chayiv, Umechare Amar Rachmana, V'hazovin. The Torah says Umechare, and he sold it. The fact that it's not Chal is not considered that it's not a kiyum of the word Mechare. So why does Rav Sheshes hold it has to be Hanu Ma'isov? So the Gemara Behemshech brings two svaris. Rav Sheshes himself says, Mina Aminala, and he brings a Braisa Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mipnei Ma Amar Torah Tavach Hamacham Shalom Dal Vehei, Mipnei Shenishtarish Bechet. Rabbi Kiva says, the tam of the chi of the Dal Vehei is because through the Maisa Tvicha Mechira, there was Nishtarish Bechet. Like Rashi is Masber, it's Osa Sharoshin, it creates roots, because it's a Hanu Maisov. So, this the Svar of Nishtarish Bechet shows us that it must be that the chi of is only B'makam or it's a Hanu Maisov, which is after Yosh. That's one Svar that the Gemara brings. Another Svar that's brought down by Hemshech of the Gemara is that it has to be Dumya de Tvicha. Just like Tvicha is Eina Chazeres, and just like Tvicha is a Hanu Ma'isov, so too, there's a Hekesh Mechira Dumi de Tvicha, that the Mechira has to be done in a way where it's Eina Chazeres and it's a Hanu Ma'isov, that the Mechira is actually Chal. These are the two Svaris that are brought down to be Masber Shitas Rav Sheshes. But it's Mevor, that even Rav Sheshes also agrees that Im Yishum, the word Umachare alone, would suffice to do a Ma'isa Mechira even though it's not Chal. It's just because of the extra svaris of Nishtarish Bechet and Demi de Tvicha that we know that it has to be v'ayfin, that it's mahanu ma'asav. L'chayre, this needs a biur. How is this considered a ma'asav mechira? If a person goes through the motions of a mechira, but the mechira isn't chal b'chlal, why would that be considered u'machare? That's not a mechira. So l'chayre, al pi pashtus, you can answer that when the Torah says a mechara, the Torah is not talking about the chalais mechira al pi halacha. The Torah is talking about a metzias of mechira. The metzias of mechira is that the ganev passes it over to the next customer. As long as the ganev does that and he's maver it to the next person, that's a mechara. The fact that al pi halacha nothing was chal, that's not missing in umechara. That lechayra would be the pashat of pshat, how it could be considered umechara even though nothing's chal. However, if you look in the Rishash has a very interesting beer. And the Rishash quotes the sugya in Tmurad of Dalid, if Yavid Mahani or Yavid Lai Mahani. The Gemara over there brings down a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. What happens if a person does a Maisa Aveira? Is the Maisa Chal or does the Maisa not Chal? Rava holds Yavid Lai Mahani. Kol Mil Sadam Rachman Lai Savid. Because the Torah says not to do it, if you do it, it's not going to work. Abaye holds the Torah tells you not to do it, but Yavid, if you do it, it is Mahani. Tain et Abaye on Rava. If you're going to say, Kol Milsa Dov Rachman Alei Savit Yavid Lei Mahani, how do you get Malkus? It didn't work anyway. Ela al Korchach Yavid Mahani. Rava answers, it's not a riot. Although it's Lei Mahani, you're still like it, Mishum da Avar Amemre de Rachmana. Because you're over the words of the Torah. The Torah says not to do it. The fact that it can't work does not take away from the Maisa Avera. That's Shitas Rava. Zok the Rishash, that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshus and Arasugya, they hold like Rava, that even if a person does an Avera which doesn't actually work, nevertheless he's Oiver, Misham the Avar Amemra the Rachmana. So that's why over here, as long as a person does a Maisa Mechira, even though it can't actually work, because he's a Ganev and the Chepetz is not his, he's going to be Chayiv the Knas, Midin Avar Amemra the Rachmana. And even Rav Sheshus Be'emes also agrees to that, that that's going to be a machayev for the knas. Just he has extra reasons because of Neshtar Shbechet or Dami Detvicha that tells him that it's not considered a Maisa Mechira unless it's a Hanu Maisav. But Be'etzem, he agrees to Rav Nachman that it's a Avera of a Macharei, even though it doesn't work, Mishum de Avar Amemra de Rachmana. So these are the two Pirushim. Either like you can say Pashtus, because a Macharei doesn't mean a Chalais Mechira, just means that he passed it on to the next customer. Or like the Rishash says, that he did a Maisa Mechira which can't work, but nevertheless, Avar Amemra de Rachmana, like by every Avera that we say, Yavid Lei Mahani. Now, the Achrayim have a very interesting Nidin. What's the halacha if a Ganev makes a Mechira which doesn't work for some reason, some other reason other than the fact that the Chepetz is not his? Is that going to be umachare and it's going to be chayav dalet vehei or not? There are many cases which Achrayim talk about, and we'll discuss two of them. One case is a case of mechira b'shabbos. The Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph says, "Ganav umachar b'shabbos, he's chayav dalet vehei." Now, is that mechira chal or not? So the emes is the Rif in Masechtas Beitza Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that a mechira on Shabbos, even though the Chachamim made a takana that it's usher to sell on Shabbos, nevertheless, the mechira is going to be chal. And the Rif over there brings a raya from a Yerushalmi. The Shulti Gibarim over there next to the Rif asks Akasha on the Rif, why does the Rif have to go to the Yerushalmi to find the raya that the mechira is chal? He could have brought a raya from this Mishnah in Baba Kama Defayin Amun Aleph. If the Mishnah says, Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos is chayav dal v'hei, bal karchach, that the mechira is chal. Emphat the Beis Meir in the Sefer Tzloyes Abayas, Simon Dalid, that the Rif could not have brought a raya from our Mishnah. Because the truth is, even if a Mechira B'Shabbos were not to be Chal, still he'd be Chayav Dalavay. Because according to Rav and Rav Nachman, even a Mechira which is Loyahanu Ma'isov is Chayav Dalavay. So to hear, even if it would not be a Hanu Ma'isov because it's a Mechira B'Shabbos, it still would be a Kiyam of a Mechorai, and you would be Chayiv Dalet Vehei. That's one example that the Rishayim talk about. Another example that's spoken about in the Rishayim can be found in the Or Sameach, in Hilchos Gneiva Perakei Halacha Gimel. What happens if the ganav sells it to somebody who doesn't realize it's a chefetz ganav? If he would only know that it's a chefetz ganav, he would never agree to buy it. So it turns out, it's a mekach tos. In that situation, is the ganav going to be chayav dalad vehei or not? Zokt Or Sameach, again, that you see from our sugya, that even b'chiyai gavni is going to be chayav dalad vehei. Because Rav of Nachman hold that you don't need a hanu ma'isov. Just like every normal mechira doesn't work anyway, because it doesn't belong to the ganav. The fact that we add an extra element of loya hanu ma'isov because it's a mekach tois is not going to take away from the ma'isu u'mocharei, and is going to be chayiv dal vehei. Ad kan what the achrayim say the Beis Meir and the Or Sameach based on our sugya. Now the chayre, this should be tali in the two biurim we had earlier, why it's considered a ma'isu u'mocharei. If you say, like we understood, al pi pashtos, that when the Torah says a mechare, the Torah doesn't mean a chalois mechira. The Torah just means the mitzias of a mechira, of passing it on to the next person. Then avad we could understand what the Beis Meir and the Or Sameach say. It's true that the mechira isn't actually chal. It's true that the chevetz doesn't actually end up belonging to the lekeach because it's machar b'shabbos or because it's a mekach tois. But anyway, it's not going to belong to him because it doesn't belong to the ganav. So the fact that he add extra reasons why it's not going to be chal won't make any difference. Bottom line is, when the Torah says a mechare, the mechira doesn't actually have to be chal, it just has to be passed over to him. But if you say like the Rishash, that be'emes u'mechare would sound like it has to be chal. The only reason why you're over, even if it's not chal, is because of the klal of over a member of the Rachmana, even though yavad le'mahani. This klal, that even if it's yavad le'mahani, you're over because it's over a member of the Rachmana, is only true if the reason why it's not chal is because of the fact that it's the Saveira. Azoy state Mefurish in the Menchas Chinuch in many places. One example is in Mitzvah Shin Lamites, Ois Chav Dalet. So over here, when the Torah talks about a knas for the Maisa Mechira Umachari of the Ganiv, the fact that a Maisa Umachari of the Ganiv can't be chal mitzad its own problem because a Ganiv can't sell something that's not his, and that we could say, Beseder. B'hachi chayvi rachmana, over a member of the rachmana, that's exactly what the Torah said not to do. A ganav shouldn't sell it. The fact that it can't work anyway is not going to take away from the ma'isa avera, like we say by every avera, that he avad le'mahani. But if you're going to add an extra reason why it's not a mecharei, for that, you don't have the klal of yavad le'mahani. Once it can't be chal anyway because it's a mechira b'shabbos or because it's a mekach tos, there we don't have this klal of over a member of the rachmana, and the feeder of Shash L'Chayr should come out, and in those cases, he's not going to be chayiv dalad v'hei. Hayyotze L'Chayr, I would say that halacha l'maisa, we have a machlekes achreinim. If a person, a ganiv, makes a maisa mechira, which can't be chal, for some other reason, chutz from the fact that it's ganuv, the feeder base mayor and the Or Sameach and other achreinim, the halacha is going to be that he's going to be chayiv dalad v'hei, and the chayr, the feeder lamdas of the Rishash, he's going to be pater. Ad kan, shtickle number one, this year. Now, we mentioned the Braise, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Mipnei Ma Omer Taira Tavachu Macham Rasham Dal Vehei, Mipnei Shenashtarish Bechet. Now, what does Nashtarish Bechet mean? So Rashi says, Osa Sharoshin. The Loshin Nashtarish comes from the word Shairish, which means that his Chet became more deeply rooted. Rashi earlier on the Samach Zayin of Beis is Masber even more. Says Rashi, B'divir Maskel Shenashtarish, also Sharoshin. Kalaimar Nischazek Bechet. He became stronger in the Chet. Shakonoi Umahanu Maisov. By the fact that his Gneva reached a point where he actually was kind of the Chayfetz, that is a strengthening of the Chet. That's Rashi's Malach. However, it's interesting, in the Sefer Aruch, Erech Shairish, he brings down a different Pshat B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the word Nishtarish in our Sugya doesn't come from the word shayrish, root. It comes from the word that we find in a few places in Shas, ishtarshi, which means to be marviach, to benefit. He benefited from the chet. When a ganav steals something, kol zman, it's still by him, he still did not yet benefit. If he goes ahead and he's toveach, or if he's meicher, through that, he benefits from the chet, and that's why he's chayiv dalad vehei. So these are the two perushim, either miloshin, deeply rooted, or Miloshen Marviach. I saw an interesting Ha'ara That lechayra we can say that there's a nafkamina lahalacha between these two pirushim, because Rabbi Chanan in his sefer Kovitz Biurim Small Ha'aris Hamasechta Baba Kama, he has the following shaila: what happens if a ganev doesn't sell the chayfetz to somebody else, but he's mafkir the chayfetz? He says hareze hefker, so that whoever wants can be zoyche in the chayfetz. Is that going to be considered ki'ilu he was meicheret and he's chayav dal vehei? Or, for being mafka, the chayvitz is going to be pater from dal vehei? That's Rabbi Chanan's shayla. So this Talmud Chacham tainid, the lechayra that should be told in the two perushim of nishtarish. If nishtarish means, like Rashi says, he's nischazik bechet, so as long as he sends the chayvitz further on, he's mafka the chayvitz, that's already a hashrosha in the chet, and it could be chayiv. Masha'enken, if you learn like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's the inyan of being nehenef from the chayvitz, that's only if he takes the chayfetz and he gives it to someone specifically who he wants to give it to. If he's meicher the chayfetz, or if he's makdish the chayfetz, but if he's just mafker the chayfetz, where he's mesalik himself from it, but he doesn't give it to anyone in specific, that wouldn't be considered a hanah and a harvacha. So then, according to Ben Chanan, it should come out that you're pater. A very interesting taliyah. One more nekuda. The Gemara, the Maskana, says, in order to be miyash of the shita of Rav Nachman, that Amar Rava, not nishtarish bechet, but b'pnei sheshana bechet, because he repeated the chet. So the chayr we have to understand, the lashon of the brisa was nishtarish bechet. What's Rava trying to do? Is he trying to change the girsa from nishtarish bechet to shana bechet? So the chayr, the pashup chat is that Rava is explaining that the way he was nishtarish bechet was by being shana bechet. When a person does a chet numerous times, that itself makes that the chet should be deeply rooted. Like we find that Chazal say, Kivan sha'avar adam avera v'shanaba nasis like a heter. So the chayra, according to Rava's Mahalach, we have to say that the word nishtarish means, like Rashi says, that it's oisa sharashin. Because by doing a chet repetitively, he becomes more deeply rooted in the chet itself. But lefidah Rabbeinu Chananel, that it means nishtarish, that it means that he was nehenef from the chet, he was marviach. Just being shayna bechet, l'chayre, does not constitute a harvacha. Adkan, shtickle number 2 for this shir. Now, let's go weiter. The Gemara on Samech Chesamud Beis brings down a taina from Rabbi Yechanan, who's trying to prove that Yish is not kaina. And Rabbi Yechanan quotes the Braise, Gona v'hiktish v'achakach tavach, m'sham t'shlimi kefil v'en m'sham t'shlimi abava chamisha. And Rabbi Yechanan proves that Brisa must be talking about la'achar yush. Because if it was lefnei yush, mi kadosh, if a ganiv is makdish an animal before yush, it will not be kadosh bechlal. Says Rabbi Yechanan, how do I know it won't be kadosh? Because ish ki yakdish as beisai kadosh am rachmana. The pasuk says ish ki yakdish as beisai kadosh. The extra word as beisai is coming to teach us ma beisai shaloi, afkol shaloi. Then in order for a person to be makdish a chayfetz, it has to be daima to beisai. Just like beisai is his belonging, he owns it. So too, a person could only be makdish something that he owns. So therefore, if it was before yush, obviously the ganav would not be able to be makdish it. Now, it's yidua, Rabbi Yechanan has a memra, which the Gemara brings later on in this daf, and in Samach Tes, and in the Fayin, gazal v'leinis yayshu abaylim, shneim en yichayin lahakdish. Gezel, Sai the Nigzel and Sai the Gazlan, both of them cannot be Makdish, Ze Lefi She'ena Shaloi, V'ze Lefi She'ena Bershusai. And it's Mavur that Sai the fact that the Gazlan can't be Makdish it because it's Ena Bershusai, and Sai the fact that the Nigzel can't be Makdish it because it's Ena Shaloi, both of those halachas are learned out from the Pasuk Ish Ki Yakdish as Beisei Kaidish, Ma Beisei Shaloi, Afkol Shaloi, that's why the Nigzel can't be Makdish it, and Ma Beisei Bershusai, Afkol Bershusai, that's why the Gazan can't be makdashit. In our sugya, when the ikar that Rabbi Yechanan wants to take out of this pasuk is that it has to be shaloi, so the girsa that we have in our gemara is ma beisa shaloi of kol shaloi. And if you look in Rashi makes a point of it. Zok Rashi ma beisa shaloi of kol shaloi garsinan. The correct girsa in our sugya is beisa shaloi, because in our sugya we're bringing down this din to show you that it has to be his in order to be makdash. But later on in the Samach Tesam Beis, we bring down the pasuk to show it's got to be Bershusai. There, the girsa that we have in the Gemara is Ma Beisei Bershusai, Avkol Bershusai. And there again, Rashi makes a point of it So Rashi, ma beisir brishusai, hachi garsinan hacha. That's the correct girsa right here. So these are the two dinim that we have, both learned out of the pasuk of beisai, that it's got to be shaloi, and it's got to be brishusai. Now, Taisvis in Masech Kedushin daf min beis amud aleph, divrei maschil v'hu, he asks Akasha, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to learn out of a pasuk, ma beisir shaloi av kol shaloi, that it has to be your chayfetz in order to be magdashit, l'chayr it's pashit. If it's not yours, how can you be makdashit? A person could only be makdash something that belongs to him. It's impossible, minasvara, for a person to be makdash someone else's chayfetz. The chayr is not necessary to learn that out of the pasuk of Beisai. And Taisus answers, that anachanami, Rabbi Yechanon's ikra chidish, the reason why Rabbi Yechanon needs the pasuk is legabi the nigzal, to teach you ma Beisai b'shusai afkal b'shusai. The fact that Rabbi Yechanon also includes in it the din of shaloi, that's just agav. And Azoi state also Mefurish in the Rajbe and in the Ritva over there in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. That, though, is not like the Pashtus of the Gemara and Rashi in our Sugya. Our Gemara brings down Dafka in this context of Shaloi, the Gzeris HaKosov of Beisir Shaloi, Avkol Shaloi. We're only talking about that. It's not Agav Breshusai, because the Gemara and our Sugya is Bechlana discussing the fact that the Nigzal can't be Makdashit. Just in reference to the Gazlan being Makdashit, the Gemara goes ahead and brings down a pasuk of Avesa Shalai, Avkol Shalai, and like Rashi emphasizes, that's our girsa and our sugya. So the mahalach of these Rishonim, while Mukhrach, because of their kasha, is dochuk in our Gemara. So it's Yidua to be Miyashiv, the pashtus of our Gemara and Rashi, and the Eilim Yeshivas, Alpi, the Yesaidis, which we've spoken about previously in the previous Dafin, in the Inyan of Shinri Kaine, and Shina Rishos. It has already been established that a ganiv after Yish can be Makdash HaChayfetz, even if you hold Yish alone is not Kaina, but the Hektash is going to be Chal through Yish and Shina Rishos and Shina Hashem. So we mentioned already the major Kasha from the Rajba, Emesech Degidna Daf Nun Hei Mebeis. How is it possible to say that a ganiv could be Makdash something with Shina Rishos? L'chayr, there's a catch 22. The Hekdash happens only because of the fact that there's a Shina Rishus, which is a Kinyan. But the Shina Rishus only happens because it becomes Hekdash. How do the two things happen? If it only becomes Hekdash because of the Shina Rishus, and it only becomes there's only a Shina Rishus because it's Hekdash, so nothing should be Chal at all. That's the Rajba's Kasha. And the Rajba answers with his famous Yisoid, that Hekdashay v'kinyonay bo'en ka'achas. The two things come together. Because by being Makdash HaChayfetz, that will affect that there's actually a kayach for him to be makdash the chayfetz because there's shinui rishos and shinui Hashem. Therefore, the hekdash could originally work based on the kayach that the hekdash itself is going to give itself. For further explanation of this, you can listen to the previous shiurim on this parak. That's how a ganiv could be makdash something after yish. Now, we ask the question, l'chayre, if that yisayit is true, that a person could be makdash based on the Hekdeshoi V'kinyanei Bo'en Ka'achas, so why is there a need for Yish Bechlal? Once we know the Yisoid of Hekdeshoi V'kinyanei Bo'en Ka'achas, that means that the Hekdesh, which has an Inyan of Shin Rishus and Shin Hashem to it, that's going to facilitate that the Hekdesh HaChatchila could be Chal. Why is it necessary that there should be Yish Bechlal? So we mentioned, Taisvis on the Samach Zayin Amar Aleph explains that in order to get the ball rolling, the first has to be Yish. Because in Ein Yish, Ein Shina Rishos. The Ganav could only affect the Shina Rishos in the first place if there is a Yish. And Taisus doesn't really explain exactly why that is so. In the previous Shir on the Samach Zion, we mentioned the Mahalach of Reb Shimon Shkop, Masechta Baba Basra, Simen Chofhei. But now, based on the Gemara that we have here, which Alpi Pashtus is Mashma, that we need a Pasuk, Ish Kiyakdash is basic Kaidish, to tell you that you can't be Makdish a Chayfetz, which is Ganav by you, we have a new explanation as to why we need Yish. That's Gufa, what the Torah is being Mechadish. If not for the Pasuk, we would say, Enachanami, for Ruvain to go ahead and be Mechadish Shimon's Chayfetz. We don't need a Pasuk for that. Rabbi Yechanan actually never said, Ein Adam Yachal Lahakdish Behemtei Shol Chaverei. That's Taka Pashit. Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush is specifically about a gazlin. Gozav v'leinis yashua b'aylim, shnei me'ni chayim lahakdish. The gazlin cannot be makdashit. Which means to say, even though l'chayr al pi svara, there could have really been a makom to say that the Gazlan can be makdishet. Because by being makdish, he's making a shinur reshus and a shinur Hashem. So that goof is going to give kayak for the hektish to be chal. So it's going to work with Bas Achas, like the Rajba says, even though at the time that he's makdishet, it is not yet konoi to him. That's goof of what the Xeris Kotzel is coming to be machadish, that it has to be dumi de beisoi. And dumi de beisoi in this context means that at the time of the hektish, the ganav has to have some sort of kesher and some sort of kinyan in the chayfetz already. And that's only there through Yiyush. Now, obviously we're not talking about that Yiyush is actually kind of by itself, because if Yiyush alone would be kind of, it wouldn't be mamish be his chayfetz. That would be pashit. So the chiddush over here is that once he's Messiah-ish, even if it's not a kinyan gomer, it affects the chayfetz in some way, that it's yaitze from the reshus of the original Bailim, and it's in the reshus of the ganiv, enough that with that could be neskayim, the halacha of beisoy, and he's able to be makdashit, but avada, the actual chalaitz of the hektish, is going to be in need of akdesha v'kinyonai boyen ka'achas. What does that mean when we say that through yish, somewhat of yitzir reshus of Bailim and a knisa in the reshus of ganiv takes place? That's be'emes, something which is a little bit not barer, but it's something which we have a makar to. Taisus later on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, B'divrei HaMaskil Ganav, he says, V'zeh L'shaynai, D'lei Havi Kol Kach B'Shus Marei Acher Yiyush K'may L'fnei Yiyush. Yiyush, even if it's not kaina, nevertheless affects the chayfetz that it's yaitzei to a certain extent Merer Shus Abaylim, and Taisus uses that for his what he needs it for, and that Taisus Ayin Shum. But what's negaya to us is that if the Yiyush takes it out a bit from the Shus Abaylim, that automatically means that it's a little bit more b'shus ha-gazlan now. Now that it's more b'shus ha-gazlan, that's enough to be a kiyum of the gzeres ha-kosov of beisoy, which allows him to be makdish. But if not for the gzeres ha-kosov of beisoy, like we said, he would be able to be makdish in a svara, like the kasha that really the achrayim asked, that l'chayra once is a klal of ekdeshe v'kinyane bon ka'achas, every gazlan should be able to start the ball rolling and effect a hektish on his chayfetz. That's the teretz that Yiduah to say in the Eil Ma'yeshivas, to be masbir, why Rabbi Yochanan needs Beisai to tell you that a gazlan can't be makdish. Ad kan, shtickle number 3. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara, towards the end of Samech Chesamud Beis, brings a klal called Chazra Keren Lebailim. What does that mean? That means to say, if let's say a ganav steals a chayfetz, and at some point the Bailim is makdish the chayfetz in a way that it works, the Gemara is going like the Shita Satznuin that holds that a Nigzal can be Makdash HaChayfetz even though it's Einer Bershusai. Once the Bailim uses out the Chayfetz in that way by being Makdashit, now when the Ganav is caught, he does not have to pay Kefal. Because it was Chazra Karen LeBailim, the Karen went back to the Bailim through the Hekdash that the Bailim made on the Chayfetz. Now the Ganav is no longer Chayiv in Kefal. We have to understand the yisoid of this din of Chazra Keren LeBailim. And let's first start with the makor of the din. Where does this come from? So Rashi, B'divrei HaMaskil Vayechazer Chazra Keren LeBailim, he says, V'zeh L'shaynai, V'keifel L'Mechayiv, Elo K'she Nimtzes B'yad Ganev. Keifel is only Chayiv if the Chayiv is found in the hand of the Ganev, Shebo Eidim. K'techsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, of Im Himotze Timotze B'yadai. The Gzeres HaKosav of Im Himotzi Timotzi B'yadai is telling us that we have to find the Chayfetz in the hand of the Ganev Ba'ifin, that it was not returned to the Bailim at all. But if somehow it was returned to the Bailim, like in this case, where the Bailim can utilize the Chayfetz even when it's B'yad HaGanev by being Magdashit, that's not a Kiyam of the Tanai of Im Himotzi Timotzi B'yadai, and there isn't going to be a Chayvas Kefal. Rav Naftali Trapp, in Chedushi Aganat, earlier in the Samechei, he uses this Rashi to be Masber, the Geder, and the Lumdus of the Din of Chazra Keren LeBailim. Zoknam Rav Tali, we see from here that Pashtus, we would have said, that the Machayiv of the Knas of Kefal is the initial Maisa Gneva. But from Rashi, we see that no, the Maisa Gneva alone is not the full Machayiv of the Kefal. Only once the Dover HaGonev is found B'yad HaGonev, it's at that point that the Machayiv of the Kefal is Nigmar. So there's one extended Machayiv which begins at the time of the Maisa Gneva, and ends at the time that the ganav is caught, that entire tkufa is the machayev. Which is why we need that it should be nimtzes biyadai, that the ganav should be caught with the chayfetz, without it having been returned to the bailim in the middle. Then we would say that this entire tkufa that the ganav held on to the chayfetz, that was machayev him kefal. But if at some point in the middle while the ganav was holding on to it, it was chazra lebailim, chazra karen lebailim, because the bailim was makdashit. So by the time the ganav was actually found with the gneva, it's already returned to the bailim. That's missing in a chelik of the machayev of kefal, and therefore he's going to be potter from kefal. That's the aside of the machayev of kefal, which is learned out from this pasuk of himatzi timatzi biyadei lefi shitas Rashi. The same halach can be found mefurish by Reb Chaim in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam in Hilchas Geneve Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. He says it in the Shitas Rambam. V'zeh l'shein kodshoi loy nishlam adayin chiyuvay b'keifel b'dal v'hei. Calls man that the ganav wasn't caught, the chiyuv wasn't nishlam yet. V'rak b'shas amoda b'din hu shenigmar chiyuv keifel shaloi. Ad kan l'shein Reb Chaim. That's the first possible pshat in Chazer Karen the Bailam. But there's another pshat which can be learned out of the Tshuvas Rashba. The Rashba in Tshuvas was asked the following shaila: what happens if a person steals with Eidim, but before that the Nignav was Teveihim and Bezdin, he goes ahead and he returns the Chayfetz to the Bailam. Is there a Chiyuv Kefal or not? And the Rashba says, V'zeh L'shaynai, the Dover Barur, She'enei Meshalem Kefal, D'chsiv Asher Yashion Elikim. Ad kan l'shaynai. It's Pasha, the Nachayev Kefal, because the Pasuk says in regards to Kefal, Asher Yashion Elikim referring to Bezdin, Yishalem Shnayim L'rei Ehu. What does this mean? So the Ksais HaChayshin understands that what the Rashba means to say is that it has a din of Maida B'knas. Maida B'knas Pater is actually learned out from that Pasuk of Asher Yashion Elikim. So returning the chayfetz to the bailim is an inyan of Maida B'knas. Frek the Ksais HaChayshin, why does the Rashba have to pater him dafka on account of Maida B'knas? The chay without that you're pater, like our Gemara says in Baba Kama Samachesim and Beis, that there's an inyan of Chazru Karen Labailim. If he was Machzer the Karen Labailim before he was caught, that itself is a piter on the kefal. So it's not necessary for the Rashba to come on to the inyan of Maida B'knas. Another question, which is asked by many of the Mefarshim on the Rashba, is that L'chayre, this doesn't actually qualify to be a Ptor mitzad din of Maida B'knas, because Maida B'knas is only if he's Maida in Bezdin. In the case of the Rashba, where he wasn't Maida in Bezdin, rather he just returned it quietly to the Bailim, that's not Maida B'knas. So he should not be able to be Potter midin Maida B'knas Potter. These are the kashas on the Rashba and Tshuvas. Zok the Nesivas HaMishpat over there in Simen Shenun Sifkat and Aleph, the Rashba, although he brings a pasuk of Asher Yashion Elikim, is not referring b'chlal to the din of Maida B'knas Pater. Rather, the Rashba holds that Asher Yashion Elikim, that is gufa the makar to this cloud that we find in our sugya of Chazra Karan Labailim. From the word Asher Yashion Elikim, we learn two halachas. One halacha that Maida B'knas is Pater, and the other halacha that we learn from there is that if it's Chazra Karan Labailim, that's also going to Pater him. How does that work exactly? Zok the Nesivas over there, because the pasuk says Asher Yashion Elikim Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu. Through the Chiyuv of Bezdin, through the Harsha of Bezdin, it's going to be Chalanim a Chiyuv of Yishalim Shnayim, a Chiyuv of Kefal. That tells us that it has to be that Sai the Chiyuv Karen and Sai the Chiyuv Kefal was Neschayiv because of the fact that Bezdin was Mechayivim through the Eidus of Edom. But in the case where it's Chazur Karen Labailim, which means that by the time the case came to Bezdin, the Karen has already been paid up. So the only thing that's left for Bezdin to be Mechayiv him on is the Kefal alone, but not on the Shnayim, not on the Karen and on the Kefal. In such a Hechatimtzer, the Bezdin does not have a Koyach to be Mechayiv him. Yashion Elikim has to be on the Shnayim. But by the time it gets to Bezdin, there is no Shnayim, because the Karen has already been paid up. That's missing in the Koyach of Bezdin to be Mechayiv him Midin Asher Yashion Elikim. And therefore, he's going to be potter from the kefal. That's the mahalach of the Nesivas to explain the Tshuvas HaRashba. Hayyaitse, that we have two very different mahalachim, how the din of Chazuk Karen Levailim works, and which pasuk it's learned out of. The Fi Rashi, it's learned out of the pasuk of Emi Matze Timatze Biyadai, and the pshat is, like Reb Naftali and Reb Chaim were Masber, that a chelik of the Machayev of Kefal is the entire tkufa that the chepitz is sitting by the ganiv until the point where it's Timatze Timatze. So if it's Chazuk Karen Levailim, it's missing in the Machayev of Kefal. Masha'enke in the Fi the Chubas Arashbe and the Hezber of the Nasivis. Could be that the Machayev of Kefal, the Maisa, which is Goyim the Chiyev, that could be just the Maisa Gneva of Bashasa Gneva. But the Chiyev Befoil has to be Neschayev Al Yidei Bezdin. We need that Bezdin should be Machayevim, the Kefal Midin Asher Yishin Alekim. And there the Din was said that it's only Asher Yishin Alekim if Bezdin is being Machayevim, the Karen and the Kefal together. But if the Karen has already been paid, Chazu Karen the Bailim, it's not a Kiyem of Asher Yishin Alekim, and they cannot be Machayevim, the Kefal. These are the two mahalchim. Is there enough kamina la'alocha between these two mahalchim? L'chayre, yes, at least one. Rav Chaim, over there in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, he says that the halacha of Chazur Karen L'Bailim only applies, calls man the chayfetz is be'en. But once the chayfetz is ene be'en, then we say that the gneva, the tkufa of the gneva, finished already and is nigmar, and the chayfetz kefal is already nischayev. That Rav Chaim is going l'shitosai. Because he holds that the machayev of the chayvus kefal is not just the maisa gneva, it's the entire tkufa which the gneva sits by the bailam, by the ganev. Therefore, that tkufa is already over once the chayfetz is ene ben, and there's already a full-fledged machayev for kefal. Masha'enke, and the fi the Rashbe, that the yisoid of chazur karen lebailam is that it's missing in asher yishin alekim, if bezin is not being machayevim, the karen and the kefal babas achas, that would be true even if the chayfetz is ene ben. Even if the chayfetz is ene ben, we still need the fact that Bezdin should be the one that's being mechayivim, Karen, the money of Karen, and Kefal, in order to be a kim of the din of Asher Yishin Alekim. If for whatever reason it was Chazur Karen LeBailim, somehow the Dmeya chayfetz were returned to the Bailim before they came to Bezdin, that would also be missing in the din of Yashir Nelekim, and would also be Potter Midin Chazur Karen LeBailim. Hayyotze the nafkamina between Rashi's Mahalach and the Rashi's Mahalach would be in a case where the chayfetz is already ein ben, but the ganav goes ahead and pays the bailim before he's caught in Bezdin. The fi Rashi is going to be a chiv of kefal, and the fi the Rashba there will not be a chiv of kefal. Ad kan shtickle number 4. Now let's chesbonais a little bit the hemshach of the Gemara. Rish Lakish wanted to make him the brice of ganav hiktish that it's before yush. And the Bailam is the one that was Makdashit. So the Gemara asked the question, the Bailam can't be Makdashit. Rabbi Yechanan says, Shnei Meini Chayim L'Hakdash. And the Gemara answers that the Braisa is going according to the Shita of the Tznuin that holds that there's no Chasaran of Eine Bershusoi, so the Bailam could be Makdashit. Frek the Gemara, then it's Chazur Karen L'Bailam, so when we catch the Ganav, he shouldn't be Chayiv Kefal. And the Gemara answers, no, he was Omer Badin, which means to say, the Ganav was already Neschayiv in the Kefal, and only afterwards was the Bailim Makdashit. Now we have to figure out, once the Gemara answers that the Ganav was already Oymed Badin, and only afterwards the Bailim was Makdashit, do we still need to be Mikim this Brice according to the Shita of the Tznuin? And only according to the Tznuin will we say that the Bailim could be Makdashit, because there's no problem of Einer Bershusay? Or maybe we can say, now that we're talking about where the Ganav was already caught and he was Eimed Badin, now it's considered Breshusei of the Bailim. Now, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that requires the Makdish to be, that the Chavit should be Breshusei, he's also going to be Maide, then in such an instance where the Ganav was already Eimed Badin, it's already considered Breshusei of the Bailim, and the Bailim could be Makdishet. So the Pnei Yeshua in our Sugya says that once the Gemara says that it's Amar Badin, now we can drop the fact that we're maimed it only according to the Shita of the Tznuin, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it is now Breshusay, and he could be Makdashit. However, the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz is Mavur, that he holds that it's not Mashma like that in the Gemara, because Rabbeinu Peretz asks it for a Kasha. Frek Rabbeinu Peretz, Vim Taimar, Uma Anu Tzrichem L'Shinuya de Tznuin. Now that it's Amar Badin, why do we need the Teretz of Tznuin? Tepikle kiman de amad badin din eschayev haganiv, havale pikadoin biyaraganiv. L'chayre, as soon as the ganiv is amad badin, Now it is no longer a gneva biyadaganev. It's like a pikadon biyadaganev. Va'afilu Rabbi Yochanan moide the adam yachal lahakdish pikadon sheyesh lebiyad chaveroi. Rabbi Yochanan never says that a bialim can't be makdish a pikadon. Only a gezel you can't be makdish. And the Rabbeinu Peretz is obviously not nicha to say that once the Gemara answers Omer Badin, so we're dropping the fact that we said snuin. The Rabbeinu Peretz holds that that's not mashma like that on the Gemara. Therefore, Rabbeinu Peretz asks it as a kasha, why taka do we need to still be makim it like the snuin? The chayre, it's no different than a pikadim. And for Rabbeinu Peretz, the nehi the Omer Badin, mikol makim ein haganav maideshu shal nignav, the tayin the shalekadin nischayev. We're not talking about a case where the ganav agrees and he's happy to return the chayfetz. No, we're talking about where the ganav is resisting the din and he's not being moided that it's stolen. Hilkoch lechashev b'reshusai kipikadin. Therefore, it's not considered like a pikadin and it's still considered ain't a b'reshusai. And that's why the Gemara still needs the fact that we're going like the sheet of the tznuin, that the bialim could be makdashed even if it's ain't a b'reshusai. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he will not be able to be makdashed. Now this Rabbeinu Peretz is very interesting. Why does the Gemara assume that we're talking about a case where the ganav is not maida, and therefore be mechuyev to be maikim the brisa like the shita that's nuin? Maybe we're talking about where the ganav is okay, and the ganav is interested in returning the chayfetz, and we could be going on the kuliyama, even according to the shita's Rabbi Yochanan. What's forcing the Gemara to say that we're talking about in such a case? Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't tell us. But the emes is that this ukimta that we see in Rabbeinu Peretz can also be found in the Baal Hamor, in the beginning of the fourth parak, Shor Shenogach Dal Behei. And he also says that we're al karchov going in a case where the ganav is misariv, he's resisting, and he doesn't want to return the chayfetz. And he says, v'hadvarim meichichem kein. It's muchach like that. Shari tov chayim mechare. Look at the end of the story. It says afterwards that he was teveach u'meicher. That itself is an indication that we're going in a case where even though he's Amar Badin, the Ganev is not agreeing to return the Chayfetz. And it's account of that diuk that the Gemara continues to hold that we're going dafka like the Shita of the Tznuin and not like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the emes is, this holu kimta, the entire need to be making it in a case where it was misarev and he doesn't want to return it. And that's why it's Einer B'Shusai and it has to go according to the Shita of the Tznuin. That's mitli toli in a major yudua dika machlekes between the Baal Hamor and the Melchamis, right there in the beginning of the fourth parak on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Baal Hamor over there assumes v'zel shaynai dulei amrinan ainer bershusai b'davar she'ainer misarev haloi litnoi. We don't consider it ainer bershusai if the ganev is not withholding the chayfetz and he's not misarev from returning it to the Baalim. Meaning to say, as long as the ganev is interested and he's agreeable and he's planning on giving the chayfetz back, it's considered b'shusai of the bialim. But the Ramban over there in the Melchamis, he argues, and he says, no, afal pi shahala reitz elitin loy, even though the ganev is agreeing to give it back, ein ay kodesh, kivan shabitayras gezel hu etzloy. Because it's bahim b'tayras gezel, that itself makes it be considered ein b'shusai, even though he's interested and he's agreeable in giving it back. It's yidua that achreinim are mazbir, the machleikis, the Baal Hamor and the Ramban, that their machleikis is totally in how do we understand the entire concept of Einer B'Shusai. This mahalach can be found in the Divrei Yecheskel, Siman and Dalid, and in the Kovet Shiurim in our Perek, Ayis Tes. And they say, Yesh Lachgar, what is the inyan of Einer B'Shusai? Is it a mitziyastika thing? Or is it a halachadika thing? Do we say that Einer B'Shusai is based on the metzias, the fact that the bialim doesn't have control over the chayfetz, because it's being held back by the ganev? So that's a metziastik Einer B'Shusai. Or Dilma, do we say that Einer B'Shusai is a halachic status? We know that every ganev in Gazlan has what's called kinyanei gneva and kinyanei gzela. And it's a count of those kinyanim that the chayfetz is considered Einer B'Shusai of the bialim. Zogin d'achreinim, that's the machlekes, the Baal Hamor and the Ramban. The Baal Hamor holds that what makes it Einer B'Shusai is the metzias, the fact that it's not b'shlitas habailim. Therefore, it's pashut to him that we don't consider it Einer B'Shusai if it's Einer Misarev Litinloi. The rega, the ganev, agrees to return it, so he's not withholding it from the bialim anymore. So the bialim now has shlita on the chayfetz. Now it's considered b'shusai, and it can be matash afilu fi shitas Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Ramban says kivan shebetayras gezel hu etzloi, that itself makes it ainu b'shusay. That means to say, even if we no longer have the mitziyistik ainu b'shusay because he's maskim to give it back, nevertheless, the fact that he still has kinyanik zela and kinyanik neiv in the chayfetz, kozman, he doesn't actually return the chayfetz, the kinyanik zela and kinyanik neiv are still there. For example, if he'll make a shinui now, he still will be kind of the chayfetz. Therefore, that itself is what makes it be considered ainu b'shusay of the bialim, and he cannot be makdashet. That's the machlekes, the Baal Amor, and the Ramban. So let's go back to our sugya. It's mavur that the Pnei Yeshua and the Taisus of Rabbeinu Peretz in our sugya, they learned like the Baal Amor. They held that the regad is oimed b'din, unless we say like the Ukimta of Rabbeinu Peretz and the Baal Amor, that he's resisting the din. If he agrees to the din, if he's masking to return it, it's automatically going to be considered Birshusai of the Bailim, and we will no longer have to come on to the Shita that's new, and even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you will be able to be Makdashit. However, Lefi the Ramban, it's not necessary to make that Okimta Bechlal. Even if he's Amen Badin, but Kozman, he didn't actually return the Chayfetz, it's still considered Ainu Birshusai, and it's Pashit that we still have to come on to the Shita that's new, in, but according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, he's not going to be able to be Makdashit. Adkan, Shtickle number 5. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the memra of Rava that's machalik between Tzeitan Loi and Chayv Atalitin Loi. If the Ganav was taken to Bezdin, and Bezdin already passed in the Halacha to the point that they said, Tzeitan Loi, go ahead and give him, which that signals a Gemar Din Mamish, then the Halacha is, if afterwards the Ganav is Teveich U'Meicher, he's going to be Potter. Whereas Chayv Atalitin Loi is not a Gemara Din Mamish, and if he's Teveich U'Meicher after that, he's going to be Chayev. Now, what does the Gemara Din Mamish accomplish? Why, from that point on, are you Putter if you're Teveich U'Meicher? So the Lashon of the Gemara is, my time, kivan te paskuha lemilsei, v'tavach u'machar, havalei gazlin. Once they paskind, and they made a final psak din, that this Ganev is Chayev to return the animal, from that point on, when he doesn't return it, and he's Teveich U'Machar, he's not a Ganev anymore, he's a Gazlin. The Gazlin ain't a Mishalim Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha. What does that mean? Because the difference between a Ganev and a Gazlin is that a Ganev steals something away from the Bailim Shalai Bidi Yasai, whereas a Gazlin is Bidi Yasai. Once it's clear that this animal is meant to be returned to the Bailim, and then Bifnei HaKol, the Ganev goes ahead and shechts it, that's considered a gzela and not a gneva. So the chayre, this has to be understood. What does this mean? Are we to say that if, let's say, a ganav steals an animal, and at a certain point, the nignav catches up with him, and then after that, the ganav is teveich u'meicher befnei ha-nignav, in front of him mamish, are we to say that he's not going to be chayv dal vehei, because at this point, it's a gzela and not a gneva? Avade, that's a pella to say such a thing. And the chayre, it's pashit, that once this chayfetz is gone by him, mishas ha-gneva, from then onwards, it stays in its status of gneva. And even if the maisa tvicha mechira is done at a point of time when it's bifnei abaylim, that's not going to switch the chayfetz from being gone of etzlai to being gozel etzlai, and avad is going to be chayiv dalavei. That seems to be pashit. And if you need a makar for it, azay shteit mefurish in the Chazon Ish, and Masechet Bava Kama, Simen Yirches, Ois Yud, that once it's Bali Yodei B'Tayres Gneva, it always has a shame Gneva to it forever, even if he's Teveach Le'ein Ko. So why does Rava say that once Bezin says Seiten Lai, now it's a Maisek Zela? So the Pshat can be understood Al Pi Divrei HaRavid in Chidushi HaRavid in Arasugya. Zok the Ravid, Seiten Lai Tavach U'Machar Pati Midal V'Hei, the chiddush of Rava is that once there's a final psak din and Bezdin says tzei ten loy, now the chayfetz is not by him anymore, but there is gneva at all. It's mamish like a pikadin. The gneva is over. Now, if afterwards he goes ahead and he's teveich u'meicher, so he's starting a new maisa gzeil over here. The original maisa gneva is finished. The new maisa that he does, I did a tvicha mechira, being that new maisa is b'fnei hakol, That's going to be a Maisa Gzela and not a Maisa Gneva. Therefore, on that, he's not going to be Chayiv Dalad Vehe. And that's Bara. Now, what does this mean? What the Ravid says that it's Kepikadin Etzloi. So the Aimik in that is discussed by Rav Baruch Ber in Bruch HaShmuel Siman Lamed Zayin. And he says over there, Ubishakvar Hayamim, Ratzisi Levar Lefnei Meiri V'Rabbi Zechusi Yagin Aleinu Amen. I once wanted to be Mazbed this Inyan in front of my Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. The idea the pasku bezdan say tenloi havize hashava ma'al yase through the psak of bezdan that is machayev him to return it. Now the nignav is armed with the psak of bezdan. That's considered as if there's a hashava ma'al yase. There's a full fledged hashava sagzela. If afterwards the ganav is going to go ahead and retake it away from the bialim by tficha mechira, that's going to be a ma'isag zela. Al-Kopanim, his Havana was that Psak Bezdin is considered as if there's a full-fledged Hashavas Exela. But he brings a Raya from a Sugya, not like that. And he says, V'heshavli Mayri V'rabi, the Habirhu, the after Loi Havi Hashava Adayin, Avad it's not considered a full-fledged Hashava. Mikal Makayim Le'inyin Kefal V'dal V'he, Ba'inan She'yia Din Gneva Al-Hachefetz Ad Shasatvicha. Even if it's not really Hushav to the Bailim, but nevertheless, in order to be Chayiv Dalad Vehei, we need that it should be considered a Din Gneva on the Chayfetz. V'im Nifsaka Din HaGneva, if the Din HaGneva is Nifsak, stops, Kaidam Atvicha Mechira, after Leka Hashava, Mikol Mokayim Leka Dalad Vehei. Zok Reb Chaim, this is something in between. Mitzad Echad, he didn't return the Chayfetz yet. Mitzad Sheni, there's no din gneva anymore on the chayfetz once there's a standing psak bezdin of tzei tenloi. This is an interesting phenomenon, but azoy is masber Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says that it's mevur came with the Vir Rambam, it's mevur shir Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Gneva Halachas Tesavav is that if he's amalei chayv atilit and loy, if bezdin didn't say tenloi, all they said was chayv atilit and loy, v'tavach umachar achakach, chayv v'dal v'hei. Why? Zok the Rambam, Hayo v'lei chotchu hadin olav, adayin oimerhu b'gnei vasoi. Because there wasn't a chatichas adin, chayiv atalit lai is not considered a final gmar din. Therefore we say that he's adayin oimer b'gnei vasoi. He's still standing in the matzav of the gneva. That's why tvicha mechira at this point is still b'machayiv dal v'hei. Mevur, ma'sheen kein by tzeitan lai, it's not considered that he's oimer b'gnei vasoi, the matzav of the gneva is finished, and therefore, a chiyuv of dal v'hei will not be there. Now, l'chayre, once we hear Rav Baruch Ber's Havmina, and Rav Chaim answered him, there's a makam to be chayker, what's going to be the halacha after Bezdin says tzei tenloi? And now, for example, the ganev makes a shinoi. Is he going to be kind of the chayfetz, or he's not going to be kind of the chayfetz? So if you're Rav Baruch Ber's Havmina, that is a shavim al yisur, it's as if he mamash returned the chayfetz to the bialim, it's pashit that the ma'isa shinui by itself, if not for the fact that that would itself be considered a ma'isa gzela, but let's say the shinui happens by mistake, the halacha is going to be that the shinui will not be kaina and he'll still return it to the bialim. But l'chayre, l'fira, what Reb Chaim says, he says, avada there's no hashava. It's just a halacha in dal v'hei that we need that there should be a din geneva and it should be oimadu b'gneva asai. Does that halacha also kaim l'gabi ashinui or not? Mitzad Echad, there's a makam to say, just like Legabi Dalad Vehei, we say he's not Eimid B'gnei Vasai, so too Legabi Shinoi. Once he's not Eimid B'gnei Vasai, he's not going to be kind of a Shinoi. Mitzad Sheni, there's a makam to say that this halacha is a specific halacha in Dalad Vehei. The Maisa Tvicho Mechir is only Mechayiv if he's still holding in a matzav of Gneva. But Lemaisa, because there was no Hashava, the Kinyane Gneva and Kinyane Gzela are still Kayim, and if he makes a Shinoi, he'll be kind of Legamri. So it'll come out that in this in-between matziv, if he's tevech or meicher, he's going to be potter, but if he makes a shinoi, he's going to be kaina. That's what there is a makam to be chayker about. Lemaisa, the lashon of the Ravid that says it's nasa pikadoin, the pashas of the mashmais is that it's nasa kepikadoin mamish, and it loses the entire status of gnevo gzela, and lechayr it's mashma that he loses his kinyane gzela, and if he makes a shinoi, the shinoi will not be kaina. Ad kan this shtickle, ad kan this shir, and Bava Kama Daf Samech Ches.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.